Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Bigly Exposing the Nazi Roots of the American Left is a political polemic and historical argument by Dinesh D'Souza that seeks to overturn the common accusation that contemporary conservatism, especially Donald Trump and the Republican Party, is fascist instead. The book argues that the American left has inherited ideological and tactical patterns that resemble fascism and National Socialism, and that modern democratic rhetoric about fascism functions as a political cover story. D'Souza builds this case by linking elements of progressive politics to earlier 20th century authoritarian movements and by revisiting the historical relationship between the Democratic Party centralization of power and coercive politics. The book is intentionally confrontational in tone and is designed less as neutral scholarship than as an intervention in contemporary partisan debate. Readers approach it either for its counter-argument to mainstream political labeling or for its use of historical comparison as a weapon in present-day political conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reversing the accusation of fascism onto the modern left. The book's central move is rhetorical and political. It takes the familiar claim that conservatives and Trump are fascist and turns it back on the Democratic left. D'Souza argues that the real big lie is not the alleged authoritarianism of the right, but the left's insistence that it is the defender of democracy while allegedly using intimidation, censorship, and moral panic in ways that echo fascist politics. This framing matters because the book is not simply identifying isolated similarities. It is trying to expose what it treats as a systematic inversion of reality. In practical terms, the argument asks readers to judge political movements not by their self-description, but by their methods, institutions, and treatment of dissent. That makes the book as much about political language and framing as about history. The effect is to recast current partisan debate as a battle over who gets to define fascism and who benefits when the label is applied to opponents. Secondly, linking progressive ideology to authoritarian state power, a major through line in the book is the claim that progressive politics, when fully developed, tends towards centralized control. D'Souza presents anti-free speech, anti-capitalist, and anti-religious liberty positions as signs of a broader authoritarian impulse rather than ordinary policy disagreement. In his telling, fascism is not defined only by overt dictatorship or uniforms, but by a willingness to subordinate individual liberty to a powerful state that claims moral authority. This is why the book repeatedly connects modern left-wing activism to coercive social pressure, speech restriction, and institutional intimidation. The argument is strongest as a warning about political concentration. Once a movement treats dissent as illegitimate, it can justify increasingly aggressive tactics in the name of justice or progress. Even readers who reject D'Souza's conclusions can see the underlying claim that authoritarianism often enters politics through moral certainty and administrative power, not just through outright violence. Thirdly, using historical analogies to connect the democratic past with Nazism, the book relies heavily on historical comparison, especially by tracing supposed links between early democratic politics, European fascism, and Nazi racial thought. D'Souza highlights figures and ideas such as Margaret Sanger and claims that Nazi theorists drew inspiration from American progressive and democratic era racial policies. These comparisons are meant to suggest that Nazism did not emerge from nowhere but absorbed ideas already circulating in Western political culture. The method is provocative because it does not merely compare surface similarities. It tries to establish lineage. That makes the book interesting as an example of argument by genealogy, where the political meaning of a movement is interpreted through its historical ancestors. At the same time, this is also where the book is most controversial, because such analogies can be selective and depend on how broadly one defines progressivism, racism, and state power. The book therefore functions both as history argument and as a test case in how far political genealogy can be pushed. Fourthly, treating censorship, intimidation, and political theater as fascist tactics. Another important theme is that fascism appears not only in doctrine but in behavior. D'Souza presents thuggery, public shaming, censorship, and intimidation as tactics that mirror the methods of historical authoritarian movements. This is a useful analytical shift because it encourages readers to focus on process rather than just ideology. A movement may claim to defend equality or inclusion while still trying to silence opponents, control speech, and punish deviation. The book uses that logic to argue that contemporary left politics often relies on pressure campaigns, institutional gatekeeping, and social coercion instead of open debate, whether or not one accepts the larger thesis. The book is pointing toward a genuine political question: how democratic discourse survives when one side treats disagreement as moral contamination. In that sense, the book is less about a narrow partisan accusation than about the vulnerability of public speech to organize ideological enforcement. Lastly, an anti-fascist agenda aimed at denazifying the American left. The book does not stop at diagnosis. It ends with a call to action that D'Souza describes as denazifying the American left. This gives the work a reformist, even insurgent, purpose. It wants readers to see the left's politics as something that must be challenged not only electorally, but intellectually and morally. The proposed benefit of this agenda is clarity. If readers accept the book's premises, then they can better recognize the difference between real anti-fascism and what D'Souza sees as performative anti-fascism used to mask authoritarian tendencies. That makes the book stand out from ordinary partisan criticism because it tries to supply both a historical explanation and a strategic response. Its practical value for supporters lies in sharpening arguments about free speech, limited government, and political hypocrisy. Its broader intellectual value, even for skeptics, is that it demonstrates how historical narratives are used to build present-day political strategy and how deeply contested the meaning of anti-fascism has become. In conclusion, The Big Lie is best suited to readers interested in American political polemics, conservative argument, and controversial uses of history in contemporary debate. It will appeal most to readers who want a forceful counterpoint to mainstream descriptions of Trump-era conservatism as fascist, as well as to those who want to examine how historical analogies are deployed in partisan conflict. Even readers who strongly disagree with D'Souza's conclusions may find value in studying how the book constructs its case, because it reveals how political narratives are assembled from selective history, moral framing, and rhetorical reversal. In that sense, the book offers both a political argument and an example of modern culture war writing. What distinguishes it from similar books is its willingness to make an extreme inversion the center of the thesis instead of defending conservatives defensively. It accuses the left of inheriting the authoritarian logic it condemns. That combination of historical provocation, partisan urgency, and anti-elite messaging makes it memorable within the genre of political nonfiction, even when readers view it skeptically. For supporters, it is a clarifying manifesto. For critics, it is a revealing artifact of contemporary conservative polemics. If you would like to support Dinesh D039, Souza, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.